Hello.
Hello. This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors, and someone from this number called us with a question regarding a charge on their account, and we're given a customer courtesy call back.
Yes, okay. Just a second. I didn't expect you to call back this time, but that's good.
Okay. And what would be the zip code, sir?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
Did you ask from 29631?
Okay, let's see. 29631. Okay. And what would be the first and last name?
Ron Newton.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see.
What is your business? What is this? Who is this?
Yes, sir. We are a third-party call center. And what was the last name, sir? I do apologize. What was the last name, sir?
Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N.
Okay, there we go. Okay, and please verify the street address.
111 Stardust Lane.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Give me just a moment, sir. Your account is loading here.
Okay. Is this Fast Results? Is that the name of your...
That would be the name of the vendor, sir.
And that's you? That's who's called? That's what you're calling about, right?
That would be it, sir. Give me just a moment here. Okay, it's still loading. Okay, there we go. Okay, so this will be for the technical bag and the membership to our gadget website where we send our customers $125 e-voucher.
I don't have any $125 anything. I've got two bills on my... charge card, one for $67.32 and one for $5.74.
Let's see. Yes, sir, that would be for the technical bag. It would be for the shipping and handling for the $5.74 that was ordered on November the 14th, and it was shipped out on the 15th. And then the voucher was sent out on November the 20th, and this would
voucher,
have been done
what? Voucher for what?
It's an e-voucher, sir, for the $125. It's an electronic voucher that would have been sent to the email that we have on file for the $125.
All right, where did that go?
That would have been sent to your email, sir. It would have been sent to the email of the gradsonjake.rn@gmail.com.
No, how did that come about?
Well, whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, they would
shipping
the customer,
and handling shipping and handling was $67.
No, sir. The shipping and handling was for the $574 for the technical bag. The membership to the gadget website was the $67.32 where we sent the $125 e-voucher.
I didn't get any e-voucher. And I didn't ask to be a part. I didn't ask for anything but the bag.
Yes, sir. Let's see.
$67.32. I haven't gotten anything and didn't ask for anything for that.
Yes,
no,
sir.
No clear cut explanation for that.
Yes, sir. But whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then they would be automatically enrolled into that, sir. But I can give
you
the
account. But they didn't say it, the information didn't say that.
You would have had to check a box to say that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood the terms before the order could be placed.
There was no information about terms of service or anything.
Let's see here, sir. Well, we can get the account canceled out for you.
Okay, that'd be great. I mean, I'll send your bag back to you if you like.
Well, we do not accept returns, sir.
Okay. I don't want to be a part of something that's like this. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so well, we can resend the voucher to you, sir.
Well, I don't want to pay the $67.32 because I haven't gotten anything for it.
Yes,
I don't see any
value. What that would have been for
I don't
the voucher,
see any,
sir.
For I'm gonna give you $67.32 for less money. I didn't ask for anything else.
Okay, sir. Let's see. Okay. Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35% and resend the voucher to you.
What's the voucher for?
Sir, it would be for the $125, the $125 for the membership to the Gadget website. The customer would go onto the website and they would copy and paste the code. It's just like a little coupon code that whenever you go to the website and you pick out the gadgets of what you would like to get that equals up to that amount, you would go to the checkout, paste it in the coupon field, and then click submit. Of course, if you go over the 25, the 125, then you would have to pay out of pocket, and it also covers shipping and handling.
Well, I'm really not interested in being a part of it. Can we just cancel the whole thing somehow?
Well, sir, it is considered a valid charge, but the highest of the refunds that we can offer you is the 50%, and we can resend the voucher to you. And due to the holidays coming up, you may have family members that are very tech savvy that would enjoy the gadgets that we would have to offer. Some of our gadgets are solar powered, and some of our gadgets are Bluetooth compatible.
Well, how do I find those gadgets?
Whenever we resend the voucher to you, it would be sent to either your main inbox or your spam folder to the address that we have on file. You would go to that email, and then you would go to the website. The website will be on the voucher as to where you can go to.
Right.
And you could copy the coupon, pick out whichever gadgets that you would like to get, and then whenever you go to the checkout, you would put the coupon code in the coupon slot, click on apply, and then it will take care of it for you.
Well, this must have gone into spam or something.
It would be a no reply from our Gadget Discount Warehouse. So it would say no reply and Discount Warehouse on the email.
Okay. All right. And so what you're going to do is send me that with a voucher for how much?
It would be, let's see, give me just a moment, sir. It would be for the voucher is worth $125, and we can issue the 50% refund of the $67.32. That would be a little bit over half.
Okay. And all right, once I choose something, so I can basically spend the money that you're taking from me and be all set and not have to pay any fees past that.
Yes, sir, because I will also, the refund also includes, a cancellation, sir.
Very good. I'll look forward to looking. Is there a name on the voucher, on the email?
It would be a no reply email, and it would say no reply from support at Gadget Discount Warehouse. It would have Gadget or Warehouse within its name, and it would be either in your main inbox or in your spam folder.
Okay, I'll look for it.
And
I appreciate it.
And I'll give you the confirmation number to the cancellation here in just a moment, sir. So just give
okay,
just a few
very
moments.
Good. All right.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so the refund will be $33.66. And then I'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And getting you canceled out here. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 26271119.
That's C, 26271119.
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right, very good. I appreciate you calling me back.
Yes, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.